Hey everyone, my name is Tony. I have a thrash story for you. The thing is, I grew up seeing a bad role model. Now this role model constantly asks me for something. Okay, let's get to the details. I am the younger kid in the family. I am my parents' heir and pride. Kidding. In fact, I sometimes get the feeling I was born by mistake because my parents give all their love to my older sister. We're a small age difference. Yeah, and as for some material things, there is no special difference between us. My parents are poor. So, Natalie, my sister, never had more than I did. I heard the phrase, "she's just a girl," almost every minute of my life. She's a girl, so you need to give in. She's a girl. She's a girl, so we're not buying you a brand new pair of rollerblades. The old ones are still good enough for you. And Natalie needs a new bag, shoes, and something else. Why? Because she's a girl. I couldn't fight back, though she bullied me. I couldn't even eat the last piece of cake because Natalie needs it, and so on. She's just a girl. At some point, I seriously thought about becoming gay, but it turned out one wish is not enough. There must be a feeling. There was nothing special about Natalie. Well, except she wore a bra. She was no great shakes. She was a low scorer at school. She was more interested in guys rather than in studying. She did not help mother at home. She was lying on the couch all day long. She didn't have any hobbies. As for me, I tried not to stay home. So I took to different extra classes. In particular, I enjoyed radio mechanics. It was fun for me to collect different things from used details. Friends even started joking. I could capture radio waves from an iron and connect to some music concert, like on a radio. Anyway, it turned out I had a real technical talent, especially music. I could make even a dead and low-end microphone work like an expensive studio equipment. So, following my own life experience, I somehow missed the moment when Natalie finally grew up. To be exact, not missed. I accidentally found myself in the center of a real scandal. Natalie was fighting with our parents. She was saying she won't ever go to college. She wanted to marry someone and let this Tony loser fart around at college himself. The Tony loser mentally rubbed his hands. It meant if this madam refused to go to college, I had every chance to enter the college I wanted, and my parents would have enough money for that. I didn't even have to get a scholarship. Still, I really wanted to. It turned out, my sister somehow got to know some posh and even got pregnant from him. Unexpectedly, he turned out to be a decent person, and he didn't quit her. Instead, he proposed to her. Eventually, even got my parents to realize my sister was not created for a higher education. It was better for her to live with a rich husband, applying some nail lacquer all day long. So, they got married. Out of sight, out of mind. I started my new life. Jobs, scholarship projects, studies. Unexpectedly, my project was a success. I've been offered to work full-time for a cool company. But after I finished college, of course. Anyway, by 18, they gave me a part-time job. I had friends, some reputation, and I studied hard. I didn't care about my sister's marriage or her life at all. I didn't even ask my parents about it. And I moved into rent an apartment. Harsh reality suddenly struck me. It was Natalie screaming something in my face right next to the entrance to my office. She screamed like a lunatic. I couldn't even make out what she was saying. The security guards immediately kicked her out, but alas, I learned the things at home. It turned out, despite the kid and the husband, Natalie didn't grow more brains. Her husband did not demand anything from her at all. Just be beautiful and smile at the parties. The rest of the duties were carried out by specially trained people, including childcare. But she wanted some adventures. It turned out, life was too boring in the golden cage. That's why she hooked up with a gardener. You know why I was the one to blame? My project was on wiretapping. In fact, my company bought a patent for it. Now, this is one of the most advanced wiretapping technologies. It has a spy minicam level. It gives not only an excellent panoramic picture, but also a perfect sound. As for its size, well, it's not a problem to hide it. Besides, it does not squeak and does not glare with its ports. Anyway, our betrayed husband didn't like to be cheated. That's why he installed my wiretap at home. Of course, he got all the evidence. Just immediately, he got a high-quality picture, and the heads will roll. The gardener simply was fired. Natalie was thrown out of the house, just in her underpants. He even didn't allow her to take the kid. And you know what? I was the one to blame. Yeah, because if it weren't for my invention, this sweet couple wouldn't have been exposed. That's totally crazy. But her parents supported her. She's just a girl. Anyway, now they all demand money from me to feed my sister. And she still lies on the couch. No education, no skills, nothing. Just cracking chocolate all day long, which she buys on parents' money, cries and feels sorry for herself. To make everyone leave me alone, I offered her a job. But she would agree only to be the boss. I twisted my temple and sent everyone far away. Now they say I'm a bad brother and son. As for me, I'm still totally puzzled. My parents should blame themselves. They constantly indulge her whims, so they raise up a totally selfish girl, thinking just about her comfort. So they should be responsible for it, not me. My conscience is clear, like a snow in the mountains. But I got a lot of life lessons here. For example, I will never indulge my kids to such a mental state. Write in the comments your stories about brothers and sisters. Always remember, the simplest way does not guarantee you happiness. It's on the contrary, because a person takes for granted the things he got for nothing.